And time now to catch up with Warren Huntley once again, who's cast his eye over runners at Flemington. Warren, as I say, good morning to you again. We're going to kick off with a couple of Mark Cavanagh trained runners.
Really solid workout from the pair, Trent, and good morning again. Board the gain in Atlantic City are the horses I'm referring to. They paired up for a gallop this morning. It was as good a work as I saw at Flemington. They had that competitive edge to the workout because they were paired up to work together and produce that little bit of, I suppose, competition in their workout. But strong over the 1,000 metres and really good to the line the last 400 metres. I think in particular Board the Gain, who's probably got that slight race fitness edge on Atlantic City, looks to be ready to strike, and Atlantic City looks to be coming to hand well. He was a bit of a star at the Werribee jump outs going back only a week or so he's coming to hand well. He just might benefit from a run or two under the belt, but both of them worked very nicely this morning, and was quite taken with the work of Board the Gain.
Goldie Fox is going well, and she's got ability, but she's starting to become a little bit costly for Team Corsons.
Yes, she is, isn't she? I mean, she's run well in good races and arguably been unlucky. I think she's going well and she's fitter for a run back. Goes to Flemington on Saturday in a pretty strong race. I'm hoping it's a strong race. I think My Pendant might be lining up there. And she was only on a treadmill this morning, My Pendant. I didn't see her gallop, but I like the work of Goldie Fox. Certainly Team Corsons have got a filly that's got upside there, and she looks to be going well. Her work this morning was of a high quality.
XL Tara was somewhat of a surprise winner last time out, and XL Tara worked along with Riverstar for Ellerton and Zara.
Yeah, and I think there's a bit of a split in where they'll go from now. Maybe one to Moonee Valley Friday night, one to Flemington Saturday. I thought really nice work, and like you say, it's a bit of a surprise from XL Tara, but going back through the form, there's a good bit of acceleration at the end of a race on a number of occasions, and just maybe a bit more mature now, coming through well, certainly hasn't gone backwards since that slightly unexpected victory. But I think in particular XL Tara worked nicely of that duo going to the line strongly this morning.
Speaking of the Ellerton Zara team, Prezzardo finally broke through for an overdue win at Pakenham last time out, and Maddie was in that same race.
Yeah, and they worked this morning, not together, but in a similar manner, just 800 metres and quickening up the last 400 metres. I think they're both up and running now. They're going well. In particular, Maddie, I think he's much more effective on dry ground than if he gets any sting out of the ground. But I think they're both going well. Prezzardo's been very effective down the straight against good company earlier in his career, and he looks to have come through that win at Pakenham well. So yeah, I'd have a slight leaning to Prezzardo out of that, but I think both horses are ready to run very well at Flemington on Saturday.
Demolition was a good first up run, looked home for all money until XL Tara came sailing over the top.
Yeah, and that race may well be to the fore again at Flemington on Saturday. I think Demolition in particular has taken some improvement out of that run and may well be able to sustain the gallop a little bit longer than that run when just nabbed by XL Tara. So I think Demolition definitely fitter and a horse with real upside. I think this time of the year, he's definitely a coming winner for the Godolphin operation.
And we finish up with one from Mike Moroney's team, Top of the Range.
Well, he's going well, or well enough, and getting fitter, I suppose. He probably hasn't quite delivered on some of the early promise that he showed, but I think now that he's hard and fit, and I think he can run well at Flemington on Saturday, just particularly if you're playing trifectas and first fours in the race, the Top of the Range is in. He's ready to run to his best, and his best is good enough to be competitive at this time of year.
Who are the couple you're most excited about?
I think Board the Gain, Goldie Fox, Demolition are probably the three that I'd take out of this morning that I think are there to run very well at their next start, and that'll be at Flemington on Saturday.
Good on you, Warren. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Trent.